Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Scott Sandbrook, the CEO of the Murrumbidgee Turf Club, I guess surprised a few of us yesterday when the news was released that he will be leaving that role come early March. Scott's online. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Obviously, this is something that you've been thinking about.
Oh, yes. It's not an easy decision to make. I've had seven terrific years here. I've been very, very lucky to be involved in a club of this stature, but I probably felt the timing was right to have a new challenge, and I think it's exciting times for the club as well. It should be a very, very sought after position because we're in a very strong position.
Well, we had you on a few weeks ago when the annual report came out, and we got you on because it was another stunning result for the club. You and Stuart Lamont and the rest of the team there, you've worked so hard to get to where you are.
Yeah, we've been very lucky. We've had quite a few good years here now. We've got a terrific board headed by Stuart, as we said. They've got a great skill set, and we've got a great dedicated staff as well. So the combination of those two have really shown in the results, and we've traded ourselves into a strong position. And I think I'm happy to be going at a time when we are in the spot.
So I guess the most asked question is, what are you going to be doing?
Yeah, I've got an opportunity to have a bit more of a consultancy type role. I'm working with a trainer or two, just to help ones who are very good with horses but probably not as strong on the admin side. So I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully that might open up a few other doors as well.
Okay, and when is this going to be happening?
So I'll be finishing up on March 1. The position will be advertised on the Racing New South Wales website from tomorrow. So I'd really encourage anybody who is excited about being involved in a strong club to put their hand up.
What is the, I mean, I'm, you know, we're there for carnival days or championship days with qualifiers and the like, but what do you feel, Scott, is the major asset for the Murrumbidgee Turf Club?
Well, we do have such a strong cup carnival. We give over $800,000 in prize money, but we also have a terrific track with a great track manager. We draw horses from everywhere, so it doesn't have to be a major carnival. It can be any race meeting during the year, and we're attracting horses from far and wide. It makes us strong fields, good betting turnover. We've also got a couple of great function centres as well, and our non-race day revenue has grown with our Rock of the Races music concerts. So we've been able to complement a few different things and make them all work.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see who gets the through the Murrumbidgee Turf Club. It won't be the same with no Scott Sandbrook, although I've got the feel that we're not going to totally lose you to racing there the way you've spelled out that you want to do some consultancy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've loved racing ever since I was a little boy, come to the races here, so I still want to stay involved. I'm still excited by it, but I'm sure whoever fills the role will do a fantastic job. I know the board will find someone who fits the bill just perfectly. So I think it's still onwards and upwards. I think the club's still on the way up, and I think it's exciting times to hear. And also racing in New South Wales in general, with all the things that Racing New South Wales has been rolling out recently.
Yeah, for sure. And a part of that is your Ted Ryder Cup meeting on Monday, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's the jewel in the crown as far as our summer racing goes. Obviously, the highlight will be the Ted Ryder Cup. It's worth $32,000, and we always have a strong race day just leading into Christmas, and the track looks in perfect order at the moment, so I'm sure we're going to have a very strong field.
Well, mate, it'll be interesting to see what the future holds for the Murrumbidgee Turf Club with the new CEO after you leave, but well done on your achievements of getting where it is, and we'll certainly chat again in the next couple of months, mate.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that, Andrew. Thanks for all your help as well.
Good on you, Scott. Scott Sandbrook, the CEO until March 1 there at the Murrumbidgee Turf Club.